Hello, everybody. I am still Cameron Rennie. I'm the senator for District 13, which is most of Lincoln County, as well as the towns of Washington and Windsor. And I'm presiding over this public hearing today, Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. Okay, so I believe I am recognizing Senator B.B. Center to present the bill.
Good afternoon, Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. I am Senator Penny Beatty Center, and I represent all of Knox County except for Idaho and the town of Washington. I'm here today to present LD 586, an act to protect Maine fisheries from the effects of industrial recirculating aquaculture operations. In the past 5 years, Maine has seen five proposals for large-scale fin fish facilities. If these facilities were to be constructed, their cumulative impacts would degrade state waters. The current proposals would have each facility require 7 to 28 million gallons of water per water use per day, discharge millions of gallons of partially treated waste in our already overburdened waterways, and threaten Maine's lobster, shellfish, finfish, and even tourism industries that rely on clean water. These facilities would also require new power corridors and place strenuous demands on water and electricity delivery infrastructure, further increasing the cost to ratepayers. Finally, these facilities would increase our greenhouse gas emissions by 15%, further setting us back in the Maine Won't Wait Climate Action Plan. This bill in its current form directs the Department of Marine Resources to ensure that new industrial recirculating aquaculture operations do not contribute to degrading water or air quality or increase the state's overall carbon emissions. They would also ensure that certain wild marine organisms, pollutants, and contaminants do not make their way into aquaculture feed sources. The goal here is to provide specificity and framework that highlight best practices that address citizen concerns and provide businesses a transparent process. The bill, with its current language, is not perfect, and more work needs to be done to refine this bill. But I am open to putting in the work and making this legislation as optimal as possible. Thank you for your time and consideration, and I invite you to direct any questions to Matthew Cannon or Jim Merkel of the Sierra Club, who will be coming next to testify. Thank you.
Sure. So come on back. No questions for you.
What?
I guess we're asking. Hold on. Save those questions for the next. Matthew Cannon should come up.